Well, hello, everyone. We are here in the almost the last day of March. Oh, my goodness, spring is just about here, and I'm just so delighted. We have a beautiful, beautiful day down here on the Texas coast, and we haven't had a lot of them because, you know, we shared in our own way in the uncomfortable winter that so many people went through because the Gulf air pushing up north against your cold air put us pretty much in a rainy winter. But today it's just gorgeous blue skies, and I was so sad last week that it didn't turn out to be blue skies and blue water like I had hoped it would be. But we had a wonderful, wonderful event, and if anyone's on the call that would just love to share their experience last week, you know I would just love to I'd love to hear from you. So you are on Q&A mode now. We are recording, and let's get on with it. That is so out of date. Just punch. What do you think? You know, I never got used to calling it punch in. I don't like to punch anything. But, you know, press star 6. I think that's the correct word. Okay, you press star 6 and then follow the prompt and press 1. And then we'll have you on the Q&A. I'd love to hear success stories and joy just brought back to our whole group because I got so many emails and cards and people just saying we're with you in spirit. And, of course, I think we had a lot of people on the call last week joining our blessing call, which was the first one that our new blessing givers were able to make. So, well, I don't know who's not coming on or why. Are we having somebody come on so I know there's not a problem? Chris, hi, I see you just joined on, Chris Huckins. I just see you joined on. Okay, we've got somebody, and you're on. Who is this?
It's Cynthia O'Neill.
Oh, hi, Cynthia.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to, you know, even though I wasn't able to join you guys, I was able to go down to the waters that I have here at my house and spend some time there, and hearing that you guys had the rain, it just reminds me of you guys being baptized and, you know, that water and everything.
You know, we ask for water. we just had in mind it would be coastal water, but sometimes if you don't express your exact desires to God, you may get any form of what you ask for.
Absolutely.
So yes, we were gently baptized with a weekend of rain, but it just kept us all closer together.
Yes, I can feel that. I felt very close. I just felt the love emanating from all of you, and it definitely, you know, it also being the weekend for the World Water.
I know. It was just a terrific event. Everybody who came came with the fullest and the kindest heart, with the greatest desire to be of service to humanity and the planet. And by the time they left, they knew that they were. And I just felt so grateful to have been part of that and to be able to just pass on Yeshua's wisdom for some of the subtle power of his life that allowed him to be fully attuned with the planet for all of the work that he did. So thanks for speaking up, Cynthia. It's great to hear from you, and I'll look forward to a time when you can join us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just wanted to put out there, because I was guided to get on your conscious healing webinar that you had done a while back.
Uh-huh.
And it, you know, it just supported the blessings and all those things. So I just want to put that out there for people that's such a great course that you offer that really helps you with that connection. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you for saying that, Cynthia. And I really appreciate that comment because actually all of the webinars that have happened in the last 3 years are filled with, and the extra knowledge and wisdom that Yeshua gave me in preparing for all of the blessings. Because before we have a blessing, every Sunday I spend at least an hour, if not 2 hours, in conversation with him. And then as I prepare for the blessing seminars, I spend a great deal more time in conversation than even that. And there's just an overage of information, wisdom, love, desire to elevate our life that has to pour out, and it pours into these webinars. So if you can't be here actually learning the blessing protocol, the next best thing is to take the webinars. Actually, they're wonderful in their own right.
Yes.
And they're filled with so many focus points that we need for our lives, like conscious healing or where is your light? So many people feel that they're passing through a moment of darkness or perhaps a dark night of the soul even, or at least discouragement. And they're looking for the light at the end of the tunnel or light in the environment. And really, all the light of the world is coming from you, others like you, God, and all of the souls that are here. As Yeshua said, you are the light of the world. And it's important for us to know how to find that when around us we don't see anything but darkness, because we change the darkness when we take the covering off our own light. There's something in every one of the webinars that is central to our spiritual fulfillment and success in life. And so I highly recommend them all. And guess what? We've got a new one coming. I'll be announcing it early this week. I didn't want to, I personally wanted to have a week to just R&R after the seminar. And I know that some of you need to get back and get into your the normal pace of your life. So I was waiting a week or so to release it, but it's going to answer so many questions that so many people have had about the powers that they have that don't work. For example, there's been just way too much, really, actually way too much emphasis on the power of attraction to the degree that it's been called the law of attraction. It's not a law at all. It is a power. The difference between powers and laws is a really big difference. Powers work according to your ability to master them and to master them in accordance with the laws governing those powers. And without knowing the law, without developing mastery, those powers just simply don't work. And actually, aesthetics is a great power, which some people have mastered more than others. I wouldn't be an artist if I had not mastered that particular power. But what is the law above that? Ah, now that's what sustains us in our power. The power, do you know that there is a power given to parent, to be a parent? And that power is greater than any other supervisory force that can ever affect the life of a child, is the power of a parent. Most people have not realized that, but it actually comes from a law. And knowing the law brings grace into parenthood. Knowing the law that is above attraction brings effectiveness and grace into what you attract. There's been a lot of talk about different powers that we have, and some of them are a little bit on the dark side. I don't mind hinting in advance of the course. but the laws are all of God. All the laws of the universe are of God, and here's the thing about all laws. They're like gravity. They're like sunshine. As Solomon said, the sun shines on everyone, the rich and the poor, without discrimination, on the wise and the fool. The rain shines on, is given to those who need it, those who don't need it. The rain falls upon the earth without respect of person. The laws of life are given to everyone. It's not a power to be cultivated. And just as gravity works for everything, it may seem like it doesn't work for a feather floating down from a bridge, but it does. You can actually measure the fall of a feather in relation to its mass, subtracted from the wind resistance against it, and find that it falls according to the exact same gravitational force that if you dropped an apple. There is no variance in law. Law is law is law. And this seminar is going to be about the 12 most important laws for human life, because they're the ones that really truly affect our ability to master the powers of life. And without understanding these laws, we don't use the powers wisely, and we use them without masterful cultivation, and then we say, oh, phooey, that doesn't work. I can't do any. This is just a bunch of hoopla. It doesn't work. And I want to bring to you the laws that Yeshua has taught me, which if implemented, you will find you probably have at least a dozen or more latent powers that you didn't think you had, which you really need to have. A lot of people don't really see themselves as having the power of conversation. It's natural to a human being, but it does need to be cultivated. Under what law does that come? You see, it's just like conversation is a power. I'm pretty good at it. I know how to listen. I know how to talk. I know how to listen with my heart, with my senses, and I know how to speak and address the interest of another person. But it's a power that anyone can cultivate. It's not a law, however. What is the law that falls under? There is one, believe it or not. There is. And I really believe, I'm going to do some more study dedicated this week, but I really, really believe that Yeshua accumulated his 12 apostles to personify the 12 most important laws given to humanity. And I'm not talking about government laws or civil laws or laws some judge gets an idea we should obey. I'm talking about the laws of God. I'm talking about the laws that make the difference in health, prosperity, friendship, longevity, and inner, deep satisfaction, as well as your relationship and your deep, enduring, eternal connection with your Creator. The laws, law isn't a popular word today. It really isn't. And I think that's one of the reasons people looking for more enlightenment or a better life, they'd much rather focus on powers. Because laws have been so abused and so misused. We had a great constitution for the United States, but it's just been buried under revisions and statutes and aversions of that law and opportunities to create different laws that they think will serve their purposes better or maybe easier to enforce, or just the inconvenience of a better law. We've really lost our love for that. And also, people can be so self-righteous about law. If they think you're breaking a law that they think is important just because it's on the statute books, they can become so self-righteous. Yeshua, there was no self-righteousness in him. He governed his life by the laws of God. And actually, the priest in the synagogue really tried to oppress him and finally did condemn him because he was, in their opinion, breaking some sacred laws. But they weren't laws at all. What they were is people who had come to be in power for generations and generations were protecting their power by instituting what they believed to be laws. And they had moved so far away from what really is the law. And I'm not going to say these are all the laws of the universe. I think they're probably more than we can count if you really get into particle physics and worlds beyond worlds we don't know anything about. Laws of life we've yet to discover. These are just the 12 most important ones that have come up in my conversations with Yeshua that are incredibly liberating and incredibly powerful in their ability to make everything we do in life emanate more power in its own right. Whether you just want to be a better cook. There are laws of chemistry, do you know? There are laws of chemistry that determine that. I'll tell you a little anecdote, right? Here's an example. I moved down to the coast, and this is in the fruit belt of Texas, and I noticed how inexpensive the lemons were. And you can get 7 for a dollar down here, and they're not those lemons with the thick rinds that last forever on the shelf, and they hardly have any juice left in them by the time you get them home. You know the type of lemons. Now, these are the thin-skinned lemons that are full. I mean, one lemon will have a quarter of a cup of juice in it. And you take two lemons, and you've got enough for lemonade. And I thought, you know, I love lemonade, but I got to thinking, but I don't want to be taking that much sugar. And I thought, okay, what am I, let's see. I'm going to examine what causes the lemon to be sour. Well, it's just the acid. And then all of a sudden, bippity bop bang, my mind went back to stories I heard from my grandmother about how they used to make sarsaparilla and soda pop in the old days before, you know, we have our plethora of beverages on the grocery store shelf. What they did is they would take fruit and add baking soda to it. Or actually sarsaparilla, which you probably heard in almost every Western movie, you know, I'll have a beer and give a glass of sarsaparilla to my son. You hear it in so many of the Western movies. Well, that was just vanilla and baking soda. They used baking soda to actually alkalize, which sweetens, but in the case of juice, such as lemon, it completely neutralizes, if the right amount, completely neutralizes the acid, and all you have is the pure taste of lemon. And so it's basically a law that acid and alkaline neutralize each other. By understanding that, I invented the most refreshing beverage, and I recommend it to all of you because it's so good for you. And again, things that are created according to the laws of life are really, really good for you. You take the purest water you can. You put a lemon in it. I'd like two lemons. And you add a quarter of a teaspoon of baking soda for about every lemon. Of course, that depends on how much juice you're getting for the lemon. You'll have to play with that a little bit. Anyway, and then you just fill it with crushed ice and pure water. It is the most refreshing beverage, no sugar, and it's actually neutral, but almost semi-sweet in that you get to taste the lemon in its pure, natural form, no acid whatsoever, and it is so good for you because lemons purify your body. The alkalized water alkalizes your body, and actually the combination helps to hydrate your body. And, I mean, it's just, I've gotten to where, and actually you will lose weight on it. It's one of the best weight loss foods because it cleanses your body and it satisfies your appetite and you're not dependent on sugar. So that's just one example of how, if you know the laws that govern a particular activity, then you can increase your personal power in the execution of that activity. And the balance between law and power, if it were known and practiced by everyone on this planet, would change the politics of this world overnight. We've come to be actually quite afraid of power. We talk about people who are power hungry corporations, power hungry individuals. All they need to do is not have less power, but to understand the laws of life and govern their powers by them. And then we would all be doing fine. There's a fine balance between law and power that is very similar to what I described with the lemon, between the acidic and the alkaline balance, acid-alkaline balance. It's the yin and yang of that particular combination. And you don't need sugar. So I started doing that with so many of our foods. One of the things I came up with was a barbecue sauce that my gourmet... actually, he's a gourmand. He does cook some, and he is a gourmet chef when he cooks, but he doesn't like to cook. But anyway, he's been to the finest restaurants in the world, and I created a barbecue sauce using these principles. He said, "Honey, this is the finest barbecue sauce I have ever tasted in my life. You've got to bottle this." And then he started telling me about Newman. Newman's Own, how he started bottling his salad dressing for his friends, and then it became a whole corporation. Well, I'm really not interested in bottling my food, but I was awfully glad to hear his compliment, and I am not normally a good cook. Yet, like anybody else who's careful and sensitive in the kitchen, I can do the paint-by-numbers version. Get a recipe, get good ingredients, and put them together in the right way, and I can put together a pretty good meal. But that's not what I call being a good cook. My mother was a great cook. My dad was a trained chef. So I've had some pretty high standards to grow up in, and they just told me to get out of the kitchen. That was their solution to me. Well, don't try. But you know what? With these two little things I discovered, those two little things about just balancing the ingredients. It's all chemistry, and that goes by the laws of chemistry according to the way the body functions. You can do the simplest thing so much better if you understand the laws that govern it. And I wanted to tell you about those two little anecdotes because I don't want you to think this is about not having a building license. We're not talking about civil law. We're talking about God's law, nature's law, the laws that really affect the quality of human life that actually will allow you to then have success and satisfaction with the powers that you want to cultivate. And I know that all of you will do better work in your life and have more gratification and satisfaction. Just like you just thrilled me to get that compliment from my husband about the barbecue sauce. And I made up my lemon soda for people that came to visit me over at our home after the seminar, and they loved my lemon soda. So that's just a little example, but I just kept talking because nobody has come on the line, and I guess you just were hungry to hear from me today, and that is totally okay. I've always got something to say, but I'm not as prepared as I expected to be because I thought we'd be jamming the board with people wanting to talk about what they did last weekend. And I see a lot of them on the call today. So I'll just let you rest in peace. But we are just about ready to offer our blessing. We now are at the 30-minute mark. So I'll just take an extra moment since I've got it and remind any of our newcomers what to do and just how to be to receive the blessing. You just have to be in the most natural, comfortable, seated pose that you can. Be in a comfortable chair. Do not have any parts of your body crossed. Don't cross your fingers, hoping it will work. Just don't cross your body. And that's because the energy flows up and down in two channels on the left and the right, and we don't want it to cross over inside your body. We want it to flow directly down into the earth and then from the earth back out and into the space above you. So unless you have a religious belief that your head should be covered, which is okay, because if it is truly your belief will surmount. There will be no impediment, and your belief will be part of your faith. Other than that, please have your head bare and have your feet bare unless the cold where you are is prohibitive. But at the very least, have on your feet natural substances. If you must wear shoes, let them be leather. If you have socks, cotton, wool, or silk will do just fine. And that's because we want nothing other than nature's gifts to be between your foot and the energy of the earth that will flow up. So you will be asked to just relax and allow your attention to fall into your heart. And I will ask you to pray for 3 minutes while the conduction of the blessing is occurring. And I will open with an invocation to Yeshua. After the blessing is conducted energetically, I will ask you to go rest for at least 7 minutes. Receive and be nourished, be nurtured by the offering of the blessing, the quality of it, and allow it to be the food of your soul. Allow it to become the healing of your body. We do not know in advance what gifts that the Holy Spirit will bring, what gifts will come from God the Creator, what gifts of love and comfort will come from Yeshua. When I conduct the blessing, I find Yeshua most especially in my heart. I find myself surrounded by a cocoon of love that is a gift of the Father. And this powerful energy that moves through me that I conduct on behalf of all of you. That is the Holy Spirit moving, opening gateways that it can flow from heaven to earth, into the core of the earth and back through the body and out into the atmosphere. And in so doing that with me, it is given to all of you, for we are one. We are one family of life. We are one family of consciousness. And I know that a number of our new blessing givers will choose to join me in giving a blessing. Others may choose to receive. Blessing givers, please know that you can always make that choice. And sometimes we do just need to receive. Now, I would like everyone to join me. Those who are going to receive, be in your pose, in your chair. Be relaxed. And I will give my invocation to Yeshua, at which time then I would like you to begin your personal prayer, praying for that which you need, and in a way that reflects your relationship with the Creator. Dear Yeshua, beloved of God, beloved of man, we ask that you be with us and that you hold us within your hands and your heart. We ask that we may receive the blessings from you on behalf of all of humanity, that those who need you the most may also be touched, that those who feel alone may also be included, those who are just arriving newly on this earth may be welcomed, those who are leaving may know that they are leaving on the wings of love. Those who have not a clue what the day will bring to them, bring them hope. Those who are in fear, bring them faith. And those who need, allow them to be the recipients of charity. We thank you for being with us in our life and conducting our prayers, deepest desires and needs to heaven and to God, our Creator. Amen. energetic delivery of your blessing has been given. Now I ask you to go and rest and receive the fullness of it from God the Father, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit. Bye-bye from now, and know how loved you really, really, really are. See you next week.